I'm not sitting here saying you don't pay running backs. I think you just have to find what the sweet spot is. You're paying Josh Allen. You're paying two tackles premium. We're paying a lot of guys on this team. We paid Khalil Shakir. You're paying a lot of guys. So you can't pay everybody. And there's other guys that want to be paid that haven't been paid either. That's sometimes a decision. We've seen, you know, unfortunately, a Tremaine Edmonds have to leave. You name the player, you'd love to keep them all, especially when you draft them like those guys. And like James, you know, we've drafted him, we've developed him, and he's done a great job developing himself. You would love nothing more than to keep him, but I got to make sure it fits under the whole umbrella, not look at each deal in a silo.
Bills general manager Brandon Bean, a guest of our morning show with Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase this morning, live from St. John Fisher University, where the Bills are into the second full week of training camp. And then I think that's it. The shoot pulls, I think, before the preseason game on Friday, right? They play Saturday, and then I think they're back in Orchard Park, if I remember the timing right. So 2.5 weeks, basically, of training camp, at least on site. I mean, they'll continue working and practicing at the stadium once they move operations back west from Rochester. But being on this morning, talking about the James Cook situation, if you missed it over the weekend, Sunday morning is where James Cook decided to make a stand. He's begun a hold in, which simply means he's here. He doesn't get fined. He reported he'd been practicing in full right up until yesterday morning. And even yesterday morning when that started happening, you couldn't be sure. It wasn't until after practice, and he was caught by a few reporters, among them Elena Getzenberg of ESPN, who found out that he was just business was the word he used, I think, three different times in replying to questions about what was happening. So there's no injury there. We know now, listening to Brandon Bean on with our guys this morning, that it is a hold in, and that was again the case today. Cook did not participate at all and was even less visible. Yesterday, there was part of the reason there was some question about what his status was yesterday is he was on the side riding the exercise bike, which is what a lot of guys do when they are being held out for maintenance or vet rest or even, you know, some nagging injury. Sometimes if they're able to do that, they will do that. But anyway, it's a hold in, and, you know, when it ends, we'll see. 803-0550 is the number. It does call into question just how vital you think James Cook is to the entire operation here. We are still more than a month away from the opener. I feel the same way right now about James Cook as I do about all the injuries. Would I rather everyone were available and that Khalil Shakir, for instance, was not a new addition to the injury list with a week-to-week high ankle sprain? Of course. But it is August 4th. And so if it were September 4th, maybe I'd be feeling a little bit queasy about a week-to-week situation, and maybe plenty queasy about James Cook not participating. But for now, we got time. There's a lot of runway here between now and the Baltimore Ravens for the Sunday night opener. 803-0550 is the number, though. So what say you? How vital is he? How worried are you about this situation now that it has gotten to the point where Cook is withholding his services on the field? He has not left the team. He is still here. But it certainly looks to me, my guess would be he thought if he showed up and put the time in, that the team would see fit to get closer to a number that he would sign for. And that clearly has not happened, at least not to this point. Larry is next up here on WGR. Thanks for calling, Larry. You're on the air.
Hey, Bulldog, how you doing today?
Good, man. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I'm kind of like with you. I'm not really concerned all that much. Mine's probably like a one, maybe at highest a two. I like what James Cook did last year, but for me, it kind of comes down to the overall number of just, I think it was 47. 47% of the offensive snaps. I think if he was a running back, and I'm not saying that he needs to put up 2,000 yards like Barkley does, but if he was a three down running back where he's on the field, you know, 75, 80 plus percent of the snaps, I think I would definitely be more concerned that the running game kind of goes through him. And I know he gives us that breakaway ability to when he hits the hole. But in my opinion, there wasn't much of anything of a drop off when Ray Davis went in there, when Ty Johnson went in there. Again, I liked Cook. I thought his hands definitely improved this year. So that was great. I'd loved it. It's one of those things. I don't want to sit here and badmouth a guy. I'd love him on the team. I'd love him on the field. But I also don't want to overspend for him.
Yeah, no, that's exactly. No, that's it exactly, Larry. Like I frankly, I would understand if they agreed to, like, say, even, and this might be really conservative, maybe this is a number that the Bills can even get to. I wouldn't even love it if they signed him for $10 million a year. Like, I would rather play it out here. Like, I would rather let him play it out and go get that money, if it exists, somewhere else. And who knows? Maybe because of the playing time point, you know, this goes through the, you know, they go through the process of the season. He plays and hits free agency and realizes, like, wow, I guess the league and even running back needy teams don't view me the same as players like Barkley who are getting that money. The playing time is a huge part of it. The first caller of the day in the first segment of the show. So, like, if he'd been on the field a little bit more at the end against Kansas City, I think we win that game. Well, guess what? He isn't on the field in that situation. And why is that? Because they trust someone else to do that job, play that role better than him. Namely, that's pass blocking. And so, you know, he talked at the beginning of training camp about how he's going to do all that and like, you know, wants to be on the field in those situations and be trusted, but I'll believe the team trusts him more than Ty Johnson in that situation when they back it up with their behavior. I also think it's not ideal to have your most explosive, finger quotes, player out of the backfield on the sidelines in the most important moments of the season. But if he is lacking in their eyes, not to be trusted in a key aspect of playing that role, then that's how it's going to go. And I consider the Bills' pecking order at running back, assuming Cook is in place, to be one of the strengths of the team. Like, yes, Cook has become a dynamic and important playmaker for this team, but it's less than half the snaps, and they're effective with the guys they have playing the rest of those snaps. And I don't really believe that they believe that Cook would be a better player for them, that they would be a better football team, that their championship window would open even slightly wider if they were using Cook in that role, in a 75 to 80% snap share role, in a third down back, trust him to pick up a blitzing linebacker or safety role. So far, they don't through three seasons of his career, and he's been relatively durable playing the amount he's playing, so it all works. And from the team standpoint, I don't know, I wouldn't want to be eager to get him on the field more because what I've got is working the way it's structured. 803-0550 is the number. Dylan is up next. Hi, Dylan. Thank you for calling. You're on the air here on WGR.
Hey, Bulldog. How you doing?
Great.
Hey, sorry, first time caller, so I just wanted to comment on the James Cook situation.
Yeah, good deal.
So
go ahead.
I don't know. I think it's kind of a mixed emotion for everybody because I think everybody sees the backfield that we have now with Ray Davis, Ty Johnson, James Cook, and I don't know. Personally, I think James Cook is vital to the team because he helps with that tandem keep the defenses guessing. He keeps defenses honest, and I think all of them have a shared role and importance to make sure that Josh and the receivers and the rest of the team can operate as they need to. And I don't know what's going on behind the scenes when it comes to contracts. I know this is a new hold-in. I don't know if yesterday or today was his first day on the hold-in, but I'd like to see him signed. I think he's a good player. He's a playmaker. He can get down the field.
Mm-hmm.
But I also agree with the other caller. I don't think we should overpay for him. So I'm not opposed to – I don't know how possible it is to make it like a Micah Parsons trade. But I'm also I don't know all the details on that.
I'm chuckling just because I'm not judging you. I'm as intrigued as anyone about that idea.
I think with Bean, anything is a possibility. But like I said, I think James is vital to the team, but I also think with the offense that we run and the backs that we do have, it's not like we're going to start losing games because we lost James Cook.
Right.
So I don't know. I like I said, I think it's kind of mixed emotions for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Me especially, I think he's good. I think he can get down the field. He can run. He's fast. He's shifty. I know he's had some drops in his day, but I think if we can button up those quirks, he could be a three-down back. I know other people see differently, but with Ty Johnson and Ray Davis on the field, I mean, I don't know how often we expect him to get out there because they're all so talented.
Right, that's the thing, man. Like, the way the team is put together, I mean, they're acting like they don't have a three-down back, and I'm willing, you know, I don't always want to take the team's word for everything, right? I mean, it's one of the beauties of being up here in the bleachers yelling at them, right? But I think it works, what they're doing, and I would want to keep doing it. I would be worried about any scenario where they would go, okay, you know, we'll give you everything you want. We'll give you the money, and we're going to give you this role that, it, you know, warrants the money, and see how it goes. I mean, he is not built like Saquon Barkley. He is not. I would be worried about that breaking down. I mean, it's one of the key reasons why I think the timeshare works so well is that they really were all healthy most of the year. Almost all the year. I mean, what did Cook miss that one Jet game? So that's a big deal. Running back is a very high attrition rate position. Guys do get dinged and banged up there. And, you know, not necessarily season-ending stuff, but just stuff that'll cause you to miss a week here, week there. Some of that has to be from over usage, and that's never a problem when you've got the three-back room working with the pretty clearly defined roles. So thank you for the call so far. More of them coming up as we continue. Ian Harditz coming your way at 4. We'll get a lowdown on what he thinks this James Cook hold-in could mean for the Bills going into the season from a fantasy perspective. And then Sal Capaccio will be with me at 5 here. Mike is away today along with Zach Jones. I'm the Bulldog, and this is WGR.